Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
Man, my dad used to come home with those double beef and cheddars. With the barbecue sauce that used to come with it. Douse it up.
And Chris Ello.
Yow!
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome into hour number two of Gwen and Chris here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Everybody is ready for game one tonight between the Padres and the Braves. You can come down and join us here before the game. You just need to, it's right across the street from the convention center. We have a lot of specials. We have a lot of food going on right now all day. The 97.3 The Fan Rally. You have drink specials, Santo Margarita, $8, Santo Blood Orange Margarita, $10, Santo Birrita, $10. So we're going to be here until 4:38 p.m. We are now 2 hours and 37 minutes away from first pitch.
What's the nervous, anxious level right now?
Of me?
Yeah.
I actually don't. I'm not feeling anxious or nervous.
Neither am I.
The reason is, I was anxious and nervous when the Padres were going to New York to play the Mets, and they took down the Mets quite easily in that series. And so that Frank is like, okay,
that was pre-Grimace.
Okay, that was pre-Grimace. That was pre-Francisco Lindor with ice in his veins yesterday, beating the Braves in the first game. Braves
Padres come back only and win needed the Josh one. Bell and Trent Grisham to beat the Mets.
Hey, that is true. Trent Grisham is postseason bound, everybody. He is with the Yankees.
Did he make the team? Oh, wait, we don't know yet because he's got a bye.
That's true. They do have a bye. So
I took a picture of this bucket here.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody where you can find it.
It's on my social media page on Twitter, at B_SURP. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram and TikTok. We got lobster tails. You got elote corn. You got some chicken. You got some steak. Comes with tortillas, sides of butter and stuff, rice and beans. You let the ice cream melt on me,
dude,
man.
Dude, I'm trying. I cannot eat this
that
entire
is now
thing by myself.
Fried ice cream soup.
I will still eat it, okay?
Drink it.
I'm not going to drink it. You know, old me would have actually done that, but new me does not want to do that in front
drink,
of everyone.
Drink the ice cream shake in front of you.
All right, we need to give you the starting lineup because that is out, has been out for quite some time, but we haven't talked about it on the show yet. Luis Arraez leading off and DHing. Fernando Tatis Jr. batting second, playing right field. Jerickson Profar batting third, playing left field. Manny Machado third base, batting fourth. Jackson Merrill batting fifth, center field. Xander Bogaerts batting sixth, shortstop. Cronenworth batting seventh, second base. Eighth, Solano, first base. Ninth, Higashioka, catcher, and Michael King on the mound. Now, I heard you guys talking about this a little bit earlier, and you came in strong, saying that you would prefer Profar and Tatis to be switched in the lineup.
Yeah, so a couple things with the lineup. One, I do want to address that the last time I was standing up here on opening day, I said if Jake Cronenworth is your, if Jake Cronenworth is your three hitter by the end of the season, the Padres are in trouble. And he's not. I said he should be batting. If he's batting seventh, let me know because the Padres got a playoff caliber team. And you know what? He's batting seventh, lengthens the lineup. It looks really good for the San Diego Padres. The other thing I said is when you got a guy like Fernando Tatis Jr. in your lineup, who is really yet to play in the playoffs, he had the 2020, but that was, you know, it's a Mickey Mouse playoffs. It's a little bit of a tease.
I was here for that home run. That was a incredible home run.
Didn't get
the cover of a video game, Braden.
Didn't even get to see his full potential, and he missed out on 2022 when they went to the NLCS.
Yes.
Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. Put the big-time player in your lineup in the three-hole. Profar's been great getting on base as the number two. I love a rise in the leadoff spot. You know, Tatis strikes me as more of a three-hitter than a two, but I think you're splitting hairs on that. Other than that, the lineup's
solid.
Great. It's lengthy. The only hole that you have in the lineup is the catcher position, but they've been great. Elias Diaz has been great since coming over to the Padres. Kyle Higashioka, he was getting a lot of flack early in the season. I was like, the guy's a backup catcher. He's playing well enough to be a backup catcher.
All he's there for is to play defense.
With opportunity, he played above that level. He's done a great job offensively contributing to this team. And this team has had so many contributors this season. And that's the other thing, too, about the playoffs. Bennett Woods talked about this is a big time in the year for baseball players to really put their legacy on the line of what did you do in the playoffs. They brought up A-Rod as an example. He never had great playoffs. And then in 2009, had the big postseason, won a World Series with the Yankees, defined his legacy. It's a legacy defining spot for a lot of veterans. But on top of that, it is the time for unsung heroes. I mean, you think about unsung heroes in the postseason years past. Guys like Randy Arozarena went off for the Tampa Bay Rays. The other one that comes to mind is Brett Phillips. Nobody would have any idea who Brett Phillips was except for he had that great slide at home plate in the World Series to keep the Rays alive in the World Series realm. I mean, those are the type of players that define October.
Yes,
and so when we talk about, you know, Fernando in the three spot over the two or vice versa, we talk about who's going to be that impact. Everybody always talks about Manny Machado and maybe Xander Bogaerts, and we talk about the starting pitching. But the reality is there's going to be a hero on every team in Major League Baseball in this postseason, and it's going to be somebody that you never even thought of. It might be a David Peralta pinch hit double late in the game that scores the tying or go ahead run.
Could be Tyler Wade stealing
the
base.
It could be Tyler Wade in a good spot. It could be Brandon Lockridge stealing a base like Dave Roberts did in the World Series for the Boston Red Sox.
Keep
I mean,
alive,
these
yeah.
are all plays that are memorable about October with players that weren't even the guys that got you there at the beginning part of the season, but they will contribute, and that's the difference between World Series caliber and winning teams and teams that end up folding early. But the Padres got a lot to pick from with this roster. I love the lineup today. They got every card right now, and everything's turning up Padres, which is great. They got to be able to take advantage of that. But It's a good path right now.
I know that I was outed as a former Giants fan yesterday, but do you know who...
Outed as a...
It was someone dug up old tweets of me saying, let's go Giants or something.
You know what, dude? You're
but
from the...
You can't
knock Scraby for rooting for his hometown.
I'm not rooting... I wasn't even a baseball kid growing up. I just like the Giants because my friends like the Giants.
You don't
have
to defend it. I mean, here's
the thing. 2012... When the Giants won the World Series, they swept the Tigers. Yep. You know who was one of their best players that year? A guy named Marco Scudero.
Marco Scudero.
Not a star.
That's right.
A journeyman who came in, had experience, veteran leadership. And I feel like that's what... You're right. The Padres have a lot of those guys. They got Nick Ahmed. I mean, we haven't really seen a lot of him. But they got Donovan Solano.
When he took the picture with the clinching, and the guy that didn't do anything on the class project, but it gets all the credit. He's like, hey, this is great.
Yeah, that is
I'm so glad the team on the other side cut me. This is awesome.
You got David Peralta. We got all these guys. And the Padres all year long have seen those guys at some point win a game for them. And it's no different in the playoffs. And I would even say that it might be likelier that one of those guys does something crazy in a game because of the veteran experience that they have. They are not going to be rattled by these moments.
No, it's a different atmosphere of the postseason. We hear Tony talk about it all the time, just what it was for him and just those three games. And not everybody gets to experience the postseason as baseball players. It's just a different environment. And, some teams that have experience are going to rise to the occasion. They're not going to be fazed by, the extra press conferences and how the routine works. I mean, everybody on this Padres team, with the exception of maybe just Jackson Merrill, has been in a postseason game before. They've been in a postseason series. They know what it is expected of them. You have World Series champions on this roster. I mean, Xander Bogaerts has done it twice.
Yeah.
So and you got guys that have been to the World Series on this team. Joe Musgrove won a World Series with the Astros. Manny Machado was on a World Series team with the Dodgers that didn't win, but he made it there. I mean, these guys know what is expected of them in terms of travel, in terms of getting tickets for their family. It's the same thing with, the Super Bowl, right? When teams that have gotten there a second time and they're used to all of the other things.
Yeah.
Taking care of all the other things that they're not used to. And feeling the experience.
The first time is kind of like, it's kind of like, I need to go experience all this. I may never come back. Second time, it's like, this is business. I need to get down to business.
And it really, it is like that. I mean, guys that have been there and done that before, and I know I keep using that cliche, but the experience from everything aside from the game is what makes a huge difference for a lot of these clubs. Where is my family going to sit? Where is this? Are we traveling here? There's so much going around with a Major League Baseball team and traveling for the postseason that these guys have experience doing now. They can lock in. They can focus on their craft. And I like the experience that they have had, not only collectively, because this is a core that's been... A lot of this core played together in 2022 in the NLCS.
They did.
You got some mixed other guys in there, but you also have some youth as well with Merrill and Tatis that bring that extra fire and energy that you also need.
Let me tell you about what Jackson Merrill pulled up to today, Petco Park. I don't know if you've seen this, Braden. I just retweeted it on my account, at Matt Scraby. Jackson Merrill pulled up to the stadium today wearing a throwback Trevor Hoffman jersey.
Love it.
So that's pretty sweet. I know you have a Trevor Hoffman jersey.
I don't.
I thought you did. I've seen you win one. Oh, was that the giveaway jersey?
It might have been the giveaway one time. Okay. Are you sure you're not confusing me for Ello? Ello wears that thing all the time. Ello had that thing on at vacation. I saw his Facebook post, Chris Ello, most stereotypical American traveling. He's got the giveaway Hoffman jersey on.
He loves
like whatever he was doing some of it. I think he was carving wood. I think he was sawing a log in half.
He's sawing wood in a Hoffman jersey.
With his wife, with Lori, and he's wearing the giveaway Hoffman jersey. I'm sitting there, I was picturing Chris packing for his trip to Canada going like, oh, you know what?
I need to include the
I need
Hoffman
to bring
jersey.
The Hoffman giveaway jersey with me. I couldn't believe it. The guy's he's a Rockies fan, right? He's got the Todd Helton Tennessee Volunteers jersey.
He's got Dolphins jersey. It's
and
very
he's like
strange.
He was like Hoffman giveaway jersey. That's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing that with me. I'm gonna saw some logs of that thing.
I bet you he brought his Tannehill jersey. He brought his Tua jersey.
He had the dry fit. He had the Miami Dolphins dry fit.
He got the knockoff one that it's not aqua. It's actually like forest green because they couldn't duplicate it. Anyway, Chris is going to be back tomorrow. By the way,
I can't wait to add. Chris had the most stereotypical travel outfit for an American. It was so funny.
Yes. All right. Well, Chris will be back tomorrow, so we can talk about all that tomorrow. He is very excited to be back with us on the show. I know that he's been texting and stuff. He went to a Yankees game, so I'm sure we'll get into that as the week goes along. But right now, let's update you on some scores. You have the Kansas City Royals right now in the top of the ninth inning with a runner on first up over the Orioles. I thought I said the Kansas City Orioles, but I said the Royals. They're winning 1-0 right now in the top of the ninth. So the Baltimore Orioles are going to have three more outs to try to win this game or at least tie it up. And in the bottom of the second in Milwaukee, the New York Mets are still riding this hot streak of theirs, and they are up in the bottom of the second 3-2 right now. That would be Frank playing that applause on the other side. And then the only final from today, Detroit Tigers beat the Houston Astros 3-1 in that one. Tarek Skubal dominated. Astros made it interesting at the end, but Detroit goes on to win.
These guys have been cheering about that result. Are you
from Detroit?
Tigers fans, or are you just anti-Astros?
Anti-Houston. Okay, I like it.
That is the biggest reaction we've gotten for scores the entire time. These guys just cheering against the Astros.
I love it. All right.
Anti-Altuve. I love it.
We are going to head to break. You're going to get your traffic report, and when we get back, we're going to hear from Fernando Tatis Jr. and Joe Musgrove. They did a presser earlier with the media. We'll have to hear what they have to say, because Fernando, this is one of the biggest, this is his first real big crowd for a playoff series. I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. That's all next after traffic.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Matt Scravey, Brayden Suprenant here, Baja Rick's Cantina in the gas lamp. How are we doing out there, everybody? Got a lot of people happy. Got a lot of people here right now getting some drinks, getting some food before they head over to the stadium. So we're right across the street from the convention center. If you take the trolley and you stop at that stop, you'll see us. A bunch of Padre fans right now. So appreciate everybody coming out here to Baja Rick's Cantina. Now, Braden, we have a little bit of an update on the score of the Brewers and the Mets.
We're not going to get the same reaction. They're not playing the Astros.
Yeah, that's true. We have a hatred for the Astros table right in front of us.
Great.
This is not my favorite thing to report in the world, but Jesse Winker has hit a three-run home run for the Mets.
Jesse Winker.
Oh, I'm sorry. He had a two-run triple. Sorry, Frank was like, "That's good, Frank." But
what's
a two-run triple for Jesse Winker, 3-2 Mets. They
3-2
are winning.
Mets.
They are winning. So,
what's Frank's nervous level at right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, Frank, what's up?
Nerves right now are about a 6, maybe.
Out of 10, that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah, 6 out of 10.
Do you feel like if your team plays the San Diego Padres, they have a shot?
I don't ask them that want question. To think about that.
I put it in a way where you didn't look good no matter what you answered.
Don't put them on the spot like that on the Padres radio network.
All right. We're going to get to Fernando Tatis Jr. and Joe Musgrove, their presser, in just 1 second. But this hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fan, Buffalo Wild Wings is kicking off football season with two limited-time sauces. Try their new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan-favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. All right, Fernando Tatis Jr., Joe Musgrove did a presser together. Here's what they said.
What was your level of confidence or doubt, either way, in terms of where you thought you would get?
It was pretty high. I mean, I think any athlete will tell you, I think you have to, you know, create space for the ideal situation. You know, I know I prepare, you know, mentally, physically, as well as possible to, you know, give myself the opportunity to be back and healthy. And then it's kind of just, you know, one day at a time. You know, you keep checking boxes. You show up and you give everything you have on days that you don't feel like doing it. And you kind of just hope that things are going to fall where they should. But we got a really good training staff here. They do a good job of, you know, creating good programs, you know, and making time for us. So I felt pretty confident.
What did you learn a couple of years ago in New York in that game about your ability to step up in really big situations, and tomorrow, one way or the other, one of these two teams' season will be in the balance and you'll have the ball?
Yeah, you try not to make too much of it. You know, it's another game. Obviously, the stakes are a lot higher and there's a lot more, you know, at stake. But, you know, it's the same game we've played all year long. It's a team that we've seen before. You know, it's just a matter of managing your emotions and staying in the moment and, you know, not letting the fears and doubt and worry, you know, sink in. It's a real thing. Everyone experiences it. But I think the longer you play this game, the better you get at managing that and trying to channel it, you know, to benefit you.
On the right side, second row.
Hey, Fernando, it was 4 years ago today you had the bat flip against the Cardinals here. How much do you remember that game, and how much have you wanted to get back after watching what this team did in 2022?
I remember a lot of it, especially the emotions. But just looking forward to what we can do as a team this year. And, you know, I feel like that part of that, what I did and back in those days, is definitely going to be probably even better this time.
AJ, down here in the front.
Fernando, you weren't a part of that 2022 run, so what do you expect from the atmosphere tonight? What do you expect from the crowd here at Petco Park?
It's going to be loud, just like it has been all season long. So I know it's not going to be no weird or different scenario than anything that I've seen before, but just looking forward to the energy and, you know, what the fans are going to bring.
What do you expect from postseason baseball, maybe like in terms of the intensity on the field? And does 2020 prepare you for that at all now, given how different it was?
Yeah, but just my entire career, I feel like I've been prepared for that moment. So nothing different to do. Just show up and just play baseball the same way that you had played all your life.
Come back to AJ on the left side.
Joe, Mike joked yesterday that he picked the playoff rotation out of a hat. You guys are all, I mean, you finished the season really strong. What does it say about the group that, like, Darvish is in the bullpen and Martin Perez, I know he pitched Sunday, but he's not on the roster. Like, to have those guys, potentially as this thing progresses, what that could mean for this team?
Yeah. I think if you look at the way that it's lined up now, it's probably a lot different from what people would have expected it to be at the start of the year. Part of that is the time that you missed. You know, maybe he's not quite as sharp as he'd want to be, or innings-wise, pitch count-wise, built up as much. But King's another guy that, you know, I don't think anybody expected to get as much as we've gotten out of him this year. Not to discredit anything that he's done, but just simply the fact that he's been a reliever the last couple of years. He has started in the past, but to, you know, make that big of an inning jump in his first year and, you know, be as quality as he's been is, you know, I think it's, you know, exceeded anyone's expectations. He's been the most reliable, the most consistent. He's been healthy all year, and I think we're all, you know, really happy with him taking the ball in game one. I think the way that, you know, myself and Cease have thrown along with King down the stretch here has been, you know, pretty good, and probably could have ran us three out there in any order and felt good about it. But I think we all feel confident with Mike taking the ball. You know, he's a really smart guy, pitches to his strengths, and does a good job game planning for lineup. So it's helpful for us to sit back and watch him work in game one and, you know, see how he attacks the guys, see some of the tendencies of the other hitters. But I think we feel really confident with the three that we're running out there. And, you know, I'm sure Darvish would love to be in that mix. Martin would love to be in that mix. But it's kind of, you know, shows a little bit of our group again. Guys will, you know, do whatever's needed, you know, to move on. So, this is kind of the way that it worked out based on, you know, a number of different things, but I think we feel confident with the guys who are running out there.
Sam, straight back.
Joe, obviously, for the most part, the results since you've come back have been really, really good. Just wondering what you feel like the keys have been for you the last month or so.
I think just allowing myself the time to get where I need, you know, not going in there. And in the past, I've had injuries and come back, and I've tried to do a little too much with a small pitch count and, you know, ended up not getting the progression work that I needed because I was so focused on getting deep into the game and being as efficient as possible that I didn't use my pitches in a fashion that I typically would, and I didn't prepare them properly. You know, I've always been a kind of, you know, cross that bridge and we get there kind of guy. With my rehab as well, like the first question, you know, about not knowing what was going to come from the injury and if there was concern, I don't really have a whole lot of that. You know, I just do things that I know I need to do to get ready and, you know, take a day at a time. So, I honestly don't even remember what your question was again. Started rambling.
Just keys to what your success is.
Oh, yeah, keys. I think a lot of it's just putting a lot of faith in the training staff and trust in Ruben and, you know, like I said, attacking on my game plan and not trying to rush things, just, you know, using the pitches, be as efficient as possible while still, you know, pitching my game. And obviously the scenario of when I came back in the year and the importance of how well the team was playing to not be the rock dragging guys back down, you know, when Cease and Martin and Dylan were throwing so well. So, yeah, a lot of it, some of it's the atmosphere and the environment that I was, you know, thrusted into when I did come back. And another part is, you know, past experiences telling me that I need to do this the right way.
For Fernando, this has been a really good offensive team all year, batting average-wise, scoring runs-wise. What do you feel stands out about this lineup in particular, top to bottom, with the different guys you have?
Everybody just staying on their true strength. You know, I feel like everybody in this lineup know what they're capable of, a hitter, and then they're practicing just the right way. And, you know, everybody's just seeing the game and playing the game, just as simple as that. And, you know, we have stayed really true to ourselves, and that's what has been our key so far.
That was Fernando Tatis Jr. and Joe Musgrove doing their media presser earlier today at Petco Park. And Fernando, he's going to be ready. Joe's going to be ready. I have no issues with those guys whatsoever. They are going to, like you said earlier, Brayden, Fernando's got to make a name for himself in the playoffs if he wants to be one of those players that's considered one of the greatest.
Right. I mean, that's I don't want to put that kind of pressure on him.
I'm not saying greatest of all time or anything. I'm just saying if he wants to be mentioned with the higher echelon guys, then he needs to do well in the playoffs here.
Yeah, he does, and he's going to have multiple opportunities to do that. He's still a very young player, but as I said before, big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and I totally believe that that's what's going to be the case with Fernando Tatis Jr. On Andy Nelson earlier, we played a game that was most confident, most concerned on the Padres.
I like that.
And my most confident pick was Fernando.
Okay.
I mean, he is a guy that missed out in 2022. He's had all this up and down and, you know, these different things thrown at him in his young career. And this is finally an opportunity for him, even though he missed some time again this year, to really take the playoffs by storm and show everybody why he was at one point in time early in his career the face of baseball. And I think he could continue to do that late afternoon, early evening against the Braves. And I think he's going to have a big postseason for the San Diego Padres. I think he's going to be the biggest thing that they missed in 2022. So from a confidence standpoint, I got the utmost confidence in Fernando Tatis Jr. to get the job done. I'd say the same thing with Joe Musgrove. What Joe Musgrove has gone through this season and been able to really have a great second half is remarkable. And I mean, you just listen to him talk, and you can listen to him talk in a press conference for a long time, and you have that extra sense of pride as a fellow San Diegan to see this guy represent your hometown ball club. It's great. I mean, I love listening to Joe get excited for a game. He says all the right things. I think somebody in our chat said Joe would be a great commentator one day. I'm sure he would love to do a color analyst role.
If he's not a coach or something.
Yeah, if he doesn't want to coach because he loves giving back to this community. So, there's nobody better I'd rather have on the mound tomorrow to clinch a playoff series advancing than having Joe Musgrove on the hill tomorrow as well. So, confidence standpoint, those two guys right there that did the press conference, that might be a big reason why they did the press conference. I can tell you about the concerns I have, but we have some deals you want to give out there.
Yeah, we'll get into your concerns on the other side. We'll also hear from Brian Snitker on the starting pitcher for the Braves. We have a lot to fit in next segment, so stick with us. But we are down right now at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp right across the street from the Convention Center, and there are tons of deals on food and drinks, most notably the Santo Tequila drinks. They are discounted. Santo Margarita is $8. Santo Blood Orange Margarita, $10. Santo Bloody Maria, $10. Santo Beerita, $10. So
A lot of Santo.
We're going to be here.
Santo.
Yes, we're going to be here until 4. The sign says 4:38, so Brady and I will be here until 4:38. You have that amount of time to get down
here. I think our guy Alex Kirkwood's getting some Santo right now.
It looks like he is getting some Santo right
now. Nobody gets the outfield more fired up than Alex Kirkwood out there in left field.
Okay, I'm going to have to figure this out in the break.
We can talk about it. Right. He's infamous for one other thing as a Cowboys fan, but I want to embarrass him up here. So.
All right.
Keep that to ourselves.
We get back. Brain's concerns. We'll break down the roster. We're also here from Brian Snitker. We have about an hour left here on Gwynn and Chris. I'm Matt Scraby. That's Brayden Soprenant on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Matt Scraby, Brayden Soprenant here. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Tony is at Petco Park getting ready for game one between the Padres and the Braves. Brayden Soprenant and myself here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. There are a lot of people around. We're right next to the trolley, right across the street from the Convention Center.
A lot of people getting fired up for Padres baseball.
Absolutely.
Playoff time in America's finest city.
So come here, get a drink, get some food before you head into the ballpark, and you will be set for the game tonight. Now, we do have another result in the baseball playoffs, and that would be a final.
Got a final.
In Baltimore. And the Kansas City Royals have taken game one over the Orioles in Baltimore. 1-0. Bobby Witt Jr. singled in the only run of the game.
So that's two away teams to win the first game so far.
I don't like this. I don't like it.
You know what?
Detroit won the first one against the Astros. And the third away team is leading their game
right
now.
So we'll be the only home team that wins today.
We'll break that trend.
That's
right.
That's usually how it happens.
I like that.
NFL wild card weekend, it's like away team, away team, away team, last game, home team wins.
That's very true.
Never
You're
a clean
right.
sweep. I
it's
like
never
our chances.
A clean sweep. That's a good point. So come on down. Join us here, Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. Braden and I will be here for another 45 minutes or so.
Now, that being said, though, if it was all home teams winning, I'd be like, oh, well, looks like the home team's going to sweep.
Of course. I will go wherever the wind goes and fits my argument. I don't care.
That
if
makes
it fits
us,
my argument, it's good.
That makes us a windsock.
If you love
Mediterranean... I used that last week on the show, right? Yeah, windsock.
Yes, you did. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, I brought up the manager of the Braves, Brian Snicker, talking about his starting pitcher today. So we're going to hear that, but first we need to check your traffic report.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Air Max, San Diego's highest rated heating and air company. Visit them at airmax.com. Got a few things going on here, guys. Reports of a vehicle fire northbound 5 before Old Town. No details on that. Also, southbound side of the 15, right at the southbound 805 connector ramp. Collision over to the right shoulder. Cordell traffic cam shows a collision on southbound 125 past the 8. Those vehicles are over to the right shoulder. Looking for the best in HVAC? Choose AirMax, San Diego's highest rated heating and air company with free diagnostics on all repairs and estimates. See why over 1,300 happy customers have given AirMax 5-star Yelp reviews. See AirMax today at airmax.com. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get to this because I've said it. I heard it here at the restaurant. So I'm could be making a lot more out of this than actually is going to be heard here. If that made any sense whatsoever,
I don't think you are. I think there's something to be said about him being surprised.
Here is Brian Snicker talking about their starting pitcher today.
Do you think at any point last week, like he was talking to Schwellenbach and probably Bobby Witt and those guys, do you think at any point in time he knew he was going to start?
I don't think he knew until this morning when I called him. Well, I know he didn't. It might have been a shock when we put him on a plane with us.
Justin in the front on the right.
Snid, how did he take that news, and just what's your message?
AJ?
Yeah.
I had two calls because we were meeting after the first time because he and Bryce, I called them both originally just to let them know they were on. And then I called AJ back that he was going to, because I told him I didn't know what we're going to do. If we're going to have an opener, if he was going to start it, what, you know, route we're going to go. And then I called him back and he's excited. He said, I'm ready. So, he's been through, he's pitched in a playoff game before. So hope he has fun with it.
And had you, him and Bryce are so different just with the repertoire. How did you choose between the two of them?
AJ's been, he's been throwing pretty well. And it's just kind of stuff. You know, he's got stuff, and not that Bryce doesn't, but it was just, I don't know, you know, we just all kind of a consensus that we wanted to give it to him.
All right, that was Brian Snicker. Now, Brayden, let me give you his postseason pitching, because Brian Snicker did say he has postseason experience.
Yeah,
he's
Bryce
got
Heller?
7 actual career games played in his entire career. Last year, he pitched in one game. His ERA was 10.13, 2 2/3 innings pitched, only 3 strikeouts, 1 walk, 3 earned runs given up in those 2 2/3. And now that we've heard it, do you think I was making too much of a big deal about what Brian Snicker said about the guy not even knowing that he was going to be on the roster until this morning?
It didn't sound as bad the second time he said it, but, I mean,
it's not an glowing endorsement.
But he didn't say, like, he was shocked. He said, like, I'm sure he was shocked. And he didn't know until I just told him, right? He probably didn't. He said he probably didn't even expect to be on the plane. So from, it's not like he was like, I can't believe this. This was more Brian Snicker going, we weren't telling him ahead of time that he was going to be on this. But from the standpoint of him being mentally prepared for it, I mean, he would have to be like Yu Darvish to be just dialed in on scenarios that he wasn't expecting to happen, right? So I still think it's, I mean, he's still young. You know, even though he does have playoff experience, he spent the majority of the year this year on the injured list. You know, he's a fly ball pitcher. You know, he's been okay, but it's a different environment.
Such a different environment.
In the postseason. And what, how many innings did you say? 2 2/3?
In the postseason last year, yeah, 2 2/3.
Yeah, I mean, that's not even like to when we talk about playoff experience, we're talking about guys like, you know, Yu Darvish, has pitched in a World Series game.
Yeah.
Martin Perez, I know he's not on the roster, pitched in a World Series game. Xander Bogaerts has won two World Series. I mean, that is playoff experience. I mean, the guy's had like a cup of coffee for playoff experience, and he didn't do that well. I think the Padres should be able to tag him. I don't necessarily know. I mean, every Major League Baseball player is going to say that they're ready to go and they're excited, but I don't necessarily know if he's ready for the environment. We'll see. I mean, I said it earlier. This thing can go either two ways. Either one, he just has an unbelievable game and rises to the occasion. He's pitching on adrenaline. Or two, you know, it's that lack of experience that gets him. And the Padres jump on him, and all of a sudden the Braves are in a bullpen fiasco. But to me, you got to get this guy out of the game as quickly as possible to get to the next guy. And it might be going with another one of those starters early on. And they might be splitting the roles. We'll see how Brian Snicker manages this bullpen. But you got to get into the bullpen as quickly as possible, especially in tournament play. In the postseason, because I know it's all hands on deck, but the more bullets you can take out of these guys, the better. The more that they're warming up, are more bullets out of their arm. It's high pressure pitches. It's a different environment. I mean, we talk about it all the time on Andy and Elston. Craig brings it up. It's a good point. It's really all relievers having to go back to back days.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to do that right now in the postseason. And
also,
Iglesias did not look good yesterday in his outing against the Mets. He gave up the lead. He got a blown save. I mean, you got to get into that bullpen and keep feasting on it while you have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. That's what the Padres have done pretty well recently, is getting on the board first and then not looking back and having their pitching do the rest of what they need to do. But... everything you said was right, Braden. Everything you said was right.
Thank you.
I actually just had a little bit of a brain malfunction there for a second. But Matt Scraby, Braden Soprene here on 97.3 The Fan. We're at Baja Rigs Cantina in the Gas Lamp. How's everybody doing before game one?
Fired up, ready to go.
There we go. We're all fired up. You can come down here, get some drinks, get some food before you head over to the ballpark. Braden and I had this delicious spread of lobster and shrimp and corn. And then it was a like nice, delicious ice cream type of dessert, but now it has melted, and I still want to eat it.
You drink the soup over there.
Still want to eat it.
How about Corbin Burns going 8 innings today and getting the loss?
That's brutal.
8 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 3 punch-outs. Royals win 1-0.
That's brutal.
You know what? It's the postseason. Now they got to win 2 in a row. Also, the Royals got the upper hand. Tigers took care of business against the Astros. Both American League games are done. Mets have a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning in the National League. And by the time we get started here at 5:38 for the first pitch, every game in baseball is going to be over with, probably.
Yes. Let's go to the Padres 26-man wild card series roster, because we haven't really broken that down yet. I guess the only thing that surprises me, we have our normal players that you thought were going to make the roster. The only thing that surprises me is Yuki Matsui made the roster. I'm not trying to say that to throw dirt on his name, but I just didn't expect him to be on the Wild Card Series roster.
That's a big surprise. There's a couple things with the Padres' Wild Card roster, and obviously this is going to change round by round if they continue to win in the postseason.
Yes, they can change it after each round.
You know, but you know, with the way that they have their starting pitching right now, the first thing that sticks out to me is they elected to have 14 position players instead of getting the extra pitching. So instead of going 13-13 or maybe 14-12 the other way, 12 pitchers, 14 position players. So a guy like Brendan Bridge makes the team.
He does.
As a guy that is a pinch runner.
He's a pinch running specialist.
He's your best option as a pinch runner. I know Tyler Wade has been a pinch runner too for the Padres, but I love having that speed off the bench. It's like in 2020 when they had Jorge Mateo, right? I mean, having a guy like Jorge Mateo to run, you know, late in the game where you need a run, I think is very valuable,
very valuable
to a team. So they're going to go with the extra... extra position player instead of pitcher. I think you can get away with that. The next surprise, obviously, was Yuki Matsui. I think it was the Yuki Matsui over Martin Perez. And obviously, the Padres think Yuki Matsui in a bullpen role is probably a better option than having an extra starter in Martin Perez.
Perez started on Sunday, look at it, it wouldn't line up again until like Friday or Saturday.
It's not lining up, you know, too well on that. You know, Darvish went on on Saturday, so it's not like he was going to start. So him out of the bullpen's fine. And that's the other thing that really stood out to me. No Sean Reynolds making the team for an extra arm.
True.
But I don't mind it. I mean, you know, we'll see what Matsui's got. He's under contract for 5 years. You got to leave him off the playoff roster in his first playoffs? You got to make some tough decisions here.
Teams have left off bigger names before their playoff rosters. By the way, Chris Sale did not get placed on the Braves wildcard series roster, which means he will not be appearing in the series. He will not be pitching at all. So
the amount of conscripacy calls that we got yesterday about Chris Sale. Oh, he's just going to pitch tomorrow and he's going to shove.
I fully expected it, but here's the thing about pitching,
my guy.
Is if you're a good regular season pitcher and you win the Cy Young, that's all great. But if you can't pitch in the postseason, what's the point? Like, you're getting paid $30 million to miss the postseason?
I think it's more than just back spasms.
You think it's arm stuff?
I think it could potentially be something else because he hadn't pitched since September 19th. His velocity was down his last three starts. He hadn't done very well in his last three starts. I think they were kind of just hoping that he'd be able to go. Craig noticed this earlier in the week, but they were asking about him, and one of the reports came, like, we'll see if he's able to go, which I think was a little bit of a mishap.
Yeah.
That happened this weekend. Well, we'll see if he's even able to go on Monday, which was the first sign that things could be a problem. And then he didn't pitch yesterday, and you're like, okay, well, you got the season on the line, and your best pitcher ain't pitching, and it's because of back spasms? And the fact that he's left off the roster and there's no, like, sense of maybe, I think, is the last kind of...
You're not going to be surprised when they say that he possibly needs some sort of surgery on
at the end
arm.
Of the season or on his on something. Yeah, I would not be surprised.
But again, it's like Yamamoto. Yoshinobu Yamamoto is making $300+ million with the Dodgers, but he missed most of the regular season. Now he can make up for it, I guess, in the postseason. But I just don't understand paying some of these guys who continually get injured year after year. You're making an investment in the player, but. I was just looking at all the responses to the tweet from them saying that he was left off the roster, the Braves, and all the fans were like, all right, who cares about what he did during the season? Obviously, a lot of them are joking, but it doesn't make sense for me, and it's terrible for him because I know he wants to pitch.
How much money did they give Sale?
A lot of money.
I thought they took a flyer on him.
Well, yes, because he had come off of injuries when he was
with the Red Sox.
He was with the White Sox before that. They signed him to a 5-year, $145 million deal. Average salary of $29 million. If you can't start in the postseason with that $29 million, then I'm wasting my money.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's...
They've also had lots of injuries this year, the Braves.
They've had a lot of injuries.
Spencer Strider, Ronald Acuna Jr., Austin
Riley. To be honest with
you,
the fact that the Braves made the playoffs...
is surprising.
It shows you how good of an organization they are, that they, even with losing their best guy... They're obviously... arguably their best pitcher in Strider and arguably their best position player in Acuna, and they're still in the playoffs.
And they won the World Series without Acuna, 3 years ago or something. A
little worried about tonight then, huh?
I'm starting to get a little
Acuna-less,
nervous.
Acuna-less Braves are more scarier nervous. Than Acuna Braves.
I guess so. I mean, it's like, take Bryce Harper off the Nationals, they win the World Series.
Hey,
Acuna
you know what?
Gets hurt, I don't even want to put it out into the universe.
Harper hasn't won a World Series with the Phillies yet.
That's true. That is very, very true. All right, Braden Suprenant, Matt Scraby here at Baja Rick's Cantina in the Gas Lamp. We'll be here for another 40 minutes or so. Come on down, enjoy some food, enjoy some drinks. Come say hi to Braden and myself. We'll be back with more Gwen and Chris. We'll be back with some more Padres talk on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.